North of the border in Canada, more women are winning elections than ever at the federal and provincial level. Quebec held a vote in early October. There are 125 seats in the provincial legislature in Quebec, and women now hold 52 of them. That's a national record. Pascal Navarro is a writer and women's rights advocate in Montreal. Mm-hmm. You were watching the U.S. midterms from Quebec. What do the results look like from where you're sitting?
Well, we knew that it wouldn't be a big change. Everything won't change in one day. But we could see that more women from the base, that means more women that are non-political professionals, you know, that came to run for politics. And that for us was the big change.
And what about in Quebec? I mean, did you have that kind of diverse spread of women candidates now that there's 40% of the seats in Quebec's provincial government with women? Who are they?
We have a more diverse women population candidates, but it's true that here, like in any other country, politics was always a secret garden. I mean, you have to know people. We have preoccupations to have more women coming from different professional environment and also from different social status and also different origins.
Quebec's had its ups and downs when it comes to women making progress in provincial government. But as of October, women now hold more than 40% of the seats in the province.
Yeah.
What was behind that victory in October?
Behind that was a lot of energy put by women and men also, but the women's group meeting politicians, meeting political parties, and trying to convince them what is important in women being in politics.
And how long did that education process take?
About 3 years since the election of Justin Trudeau at the federal level, 2015. And he made a cabinet with half woman, half man. And everybody was so surprised and charmed. And what a man, what a modern man, what a modern politician. Yeah. So we could come back in Quebec and told them to the government of Quebec, you see, he did that in Ottawa. You can do that here, too. But for that, you need to have female candidates.
So with so many women in Quebec's provincial government, how is that going to affect politics in the province going forward?
I think that here, what is important for women in all parties is to be able to represent all the women in Quebec. So we have a conversation about getting more women to speak for women and to do politics as women. I know it sounds weird, but what I mean there is that usually when women go in politics, they just fit the model, the role model of the political men, you know? They don't take time to develop their own vision of politics. And I think that this is what is changing right now. And we have some women in the left wing, mostly also on the right, but on the left, that are really doing politics as women. So they don't erase their womanhood because they're in politics. But the problem is that if we have to wait for shocks and scandals and catastrophe to have more women, we have a problem. It should be seen as a democratic rule. You know, it should be seen as an ideal to have women and men in equality in cabinets or in member of parliaments, in governments. And this is what I think is so sad, that we have to wait to have a president like Mr. Trump. I'm sorry, but it's really a shock for us.
So you see the arrival of Trump as the trigger for all these women candidates and victories
yes.
in the U.S.?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I remember having this conversation 2 years ago with a woman here that works on American politics. And she was very disappointed with him, saying that it would be terrible for women. And I said, yeah, maybe it would be terrible, but you'll see, they will react. And that's what happened.
Québécoise Pascal Navarro is an author and journalist. She joined us from Montreal. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks to you.